One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
La, 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 la.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
Lots of people dream of a life in music, but very few live that dream as completely as Glenn Wheatley. Musician, manager, pioneer, a Brisbane kid inspired by...
Yes, that's right, Elvis Presley.
You ain't nothing but a hound.
I remember seeing him on the Ed Sullivan Show. I remember the story that it was only allowed to film him from the hips up because he was too provocative. Elvis was such an extraordinary influence to me as a kid. It was the catalyst for me becoming a part of the music industry and have been for the rest of my life.
Glenn Wheatley talking to Brian Nankervis on the Australian Music Vault. Look for it on YouTube. Glenn takes his first musical step with his mum, driving him to guitar lessons.
We lived in Stafford and she had to drive me to Kedron and she'd wait for me for my little half-hour session that I'd be on my guitar, and it was a pretty ordinary guitar, I have to tell you. You know, it was cut fingers just trying to get this thing done. Surfy stuff. I was a surfy. I used to do a surfboard every weekend.
And that is Bay City Union around 1968 with a young Glenn Wheatley on guitar, alongside future Oz blues legend Matt Taylor. When the union ended, Glenn joined the Master's Apprentices. The Masters had come out of Adelaide and they were hugely popular when Glenn joined, on bass. There were scenes to rival Beatlemania at Masters Apprentices shows. Glenn had an epiphany after a particularly torrid gig at Brisbane's Festival Hall, when the band had to be smuggled out in the back of an ambulance.
Lying down at Lennon's Hotel, the sweat still on my brow from that performance, and the voice of the promoter, his name was Ron Blackmore, and a famous promoter at the time, running around backstage going, "We had a bigger crowd than the Beatles." And it was echoing in my head, "A bigger crowd than the Beatles." Now, hang on, Glenn, I started to put all this together. We're getting paid as the Masters Apprentices to headline this show. There must have been 4,000 or 5,000 people at Festival Hall, and we got paid $200. I'm thinking, there's something wrong with this equation.
No more flat fee. Wheatley took over as manager and got them a healthy slice of the door.
We're a strange band because we were a pop band, but we played a lot of songs that went for 20 minutes. I mean, we do a version of Season of the Witch that Doug Ford would just guitar solo for 10 minutes of it. But then we'd do our pop songs, we'd do Turn Up Your Radio, Because I Love You.
The Master's Apprentices made some of their best music with Glenn Wheatley. He stayed almost to their end and then went into management. Eurovision winners, the New Seekers. David Bowie around Hunky Dory time. Little River Band, Moving Pictures, Australian Crawl and the 1980s comeback of John Farnham.
I'd always promised him we're going to do this, do an album together, and I ended up mortgaging my house, putting everything on the line because no one else was going to pay for it. But I knew that we had something, and particularly by the time that we found You're the Voice, which was the last song we found for this album, but the moment it arrived in the office, and when I got to play it to John, he just said, oh, I'll own this.
For decades, the music we all loved came to us less than perfectly on scratchy old AM radio. Glenn Wheatley changed that.
And so I asked the question of government. I said, why don't we have FM radio in this country? Turned out government 50 years ago had given away the FM band to the essential services, fire, police and ambulance. And I said, well, that doesn't make any sense. Push that them up to UHF, where they belong, free up the FM band, and we've got a whole new business.
2 years of relentless lobbying, and Wheatley launches Australia's first FM station.
Good morning, Melbourne. It's 1 past midnight. This is 92.3 EON FM. I'm Peter Grace, and this is the beginning of a long, long time.
Glenn Wheatley died in February. He was 74. Glenn surfed his childhood rock and roll dream all the way through life. Along the way, he helped so many make a real living from their own musical dreams.
The jukebox is really jump. The bass guitar and the drums, they really thump. Everybody's learning from what they did a long time ago.
Now turn up your radio.